Hi, I'm Sarah Thorpe, Adult Weight Management Practitioner for Ipswich. I just thought I'd take you through the basics of session 11, which is about sleep and stress. So the beginning of this session, we look at sleep and stress and how they might affect each other. It might initially appear that these two topics are not related to weight loss, but they are. So people who tend to suffer from higher stress levels tend to have a harder time losing weight. Similarly, people with sleep problems can often struggle with weight loss, and of course sleep affects stress. So they're all valuable areas to look at if we're looking to lose weight. So the first thing to do is look at the effects of sleep loss, which are actually really quite wide-ranging behavioural problems, as well as problems making the right decisions, impulsive decisions, physical symptoms, emotional symptoms. It's quite wide-ranging. There is also a sleep quiz, which you can do. It is in your handbook. It's on page 68, so you might want to fill that out and see how you think you're sleeping. And also, we look at how it might affect weight loss, especially with regards to how it might affect the decisions that we make around food. In your book, if you wanted to look at ways of improving sleep, which is very much recommended, on page 75, which is almost the last page of your book, you do have a whole handout on sleep hygiene, which takes you through lots and lots of different ways of improving your sleep hygiene, which would include exercise and establishing a routine and many, many things. The second part of the stress session is all about stress. So to begin with, we look at the effects of stress. And again, just like sleep, the effects of stress are quite wide ranging. They cover a lot of things: physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, a change in the way we make decisions. We look at how that might affect weight loss, so how being stressed out might affect the decisions you make, or how difficult you might find it to lose weight or eat healthily. And lastly, we do look at managing stress. So in your book, you do have a page, it's on page 67, which has a lot of tips on managing stress, from making time for yourself, having hobbies, perhaps connecting with other people, talking about how you feel. And there's another thing, not in the book, but an app I can definitely recommend is Headspace. Mindfulness has been shown to be incredibly effective at managing stress, so I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's a free app, it's called Headspace, and it'll give you a quick sort of 10-day introduction to mindfulness, be it if you've got 3 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day to practice. So definitely look into that. But that's it for session 11. Hopefully we'll see you for session 12.